Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, holiday edition. Minus TJ in the spit bottle, huh? It is time for the picks. All right, let's do it, guys. Very, very exciting. I just want to say this. I know no one gives an F. 15-5 my last 2 weeks. I am on the comeback trail. Striking distance of second. TJ's got to cool off. Now, he's not here, so his picks don't count, right? I'd love to saddle that goofball with an 0-10 for not showing up today.
All I'll say is he has not sent me anything, so.
Then we give him 10. Then we give him, you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll keep it even, Steven. He gets a 5-5. Is that fair?
I think okay. It is.
All right, we begin.
That's more than fair.
Kansas State, Iowa State, with Big 12 championship implications. ISU laying 2.5. Rico Beard.
Well, unlike Mike, I have not been as hot in the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm sharing last place with you, Mike.
I had to get hot just to catch you. That's how bad I was.
I'm going to take Iowa State. They need this game to try to be one of the representatives in the Big 12 championship game.
Over to John Denver.
Iowa State at home, less than a field goal. Give me the Cyclones.
Over to David.
I told you in the prop bets, I was hoping and wishing for chaos, so Kansas State here.
I'm going to take KSU. Avery Johnson. I just don't like ISU's offense. Rocco Beck looks lost. Let's go Texas. Texas A&M at Kyle Field. Texas laying 5.5. Rico Beard.
You know what?
I see what you did there.
I'm going to take Texas. I don't think that Texas A&M quite got over that loss, that gut-wrenching loss last week. Give me the Longhorns.
Kenny Cott.
A&M wants it more. Devil's number, 5.5. They'll cover that.
David.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the gig deal and go with Texas A&M here. They really want to beat Texas. They will.
You want a fun note? Texas loves to run to the perimeter. One problem, A&M kills outside run. Nick Skirton and their DNs, I don't know. Plus, they hate Texas. Just give me the 5.5. Give me the gig'em. A giga deal. The Palmetto, South Carolina at Clemson. Clemson laying 2.5. Rico.
Now, Mike, you have a rule when it comes to South Carolina. It's when they're underdogs, you take them.
Now, right? That's correct.
All right. Well, you know what? I haven't been winning. What the heck? I'm going to go with Mike's way. Give me the Cockaboos, even though they're not playing there.
All right, we go to Kenny Cott.
Rico on a historically bad season. I'll just choose to disagree with most things he does. I'll say Clemson.
Okay, that's not fair to Rico, and you're being rude.
Yes.
But we go to we go to David.
But it's fair.
Rico, I heard what you said, but it doesn't matter because the cockaboos travels well. South Carolina in this one all day.
This sucks, man. I wish this number was 3, but I'm rooting for South Carolina. Guys, this is a de facto playoff game. The winner of this game, you may disagree with it, the winner's getting into the playoff. You know why? Because the Big Ten is booty. Cockaboos. Let's go. Give me South Carolina. Rutgers at Michigan State. I mean, what a huge game.
MSU, there's a trophy on the line for something.
Yeah, it's probably, you know what, I won't even, I was about to say something foul as hell. Michigan State minus 1.5. No. Rico.
I mean, it's basically saying either you take Michigan State or Rutgers, so go MSU.
All right, question mark. Kenny Codd, he's dressed in red.
What do you call what do you call Rutgers? The state college of...
The State University of New Jersey.
The State University of New Jersey, or as I call them, Rutgers.
Rutgers. Warriors of the Raritan. David.
Michigan State. I'm sorry.
I just want Rico to be happy. That's really my only rationale. This team is straight ass. They're horrible to watch. I don't even know if I'll watch. But for my special little guy out there, I want him to be happy. Go green.
Pat me on the head. Wow.
Michigan and OSU. Ohio State laying 20.5. We go to Rico.
I think this game is personal for Ryan Day based off the last 3 years. He will not let up, and I think Ohio State covers.
Kenny.
20.5 in a rivalry game. Man, I'll take Michigan in the points.
Over to David.
I am going to have such a great time on Saturday when Michigan upsets Ohio State. Let's go, Blue.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'll take Ohio State, but I don't have a lot of faith in it. I do think Michigan's D will play well. And frankly, Ryan Day in a big game, he's a creep. I don't like him. Just give me Ohio State because I have to. Let's go to Sunday, gentlemen, shall we? AFC North, winter tilt, Steelers at the Bengals. Bengals laying 2.5. Rico Beard.
Ooh, and you know what? I think whatever happens, I think the Cincinnati will finally shake that bad juju and win this thing. Give me the Bengals.
Okay, then. Over to Kenny.
David, what does that drop of yours say? We might lose to the Browns. You did lose to the Browns. Give me the Bengals.
Over to David Hull.
Well, we're playing this game outdoors, so we're going to struggle. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes the weather's going to play a factor, so I'm going to go Steelers here.
I think you're FAF, fake as fill in the blank. Give me the Bengals. Eagles at the Ravens. Ravens laying 3. Now remember, keep your Lions fandom out of this. Rico Beard.
Well, I think the Eagles are a better team, Mike. I'm going to take the Eagles in the points.
over to Kenny Cott.
I will not keep my Lions fandom out of this, especially not on Thanksgiving.
Give me the Ravens. Hatchet Man, what say you?
So I got to keep my fandom out of this one. So sorry, Lions fans. I got to go for the Eagles here. I need that.
What? Oh, because of the Ravens thing? You're so ratty. This is tough for me. This is tough. I'm going to take the Ravens. I just, Ravens at home, I got to believe somewhere the Eagles will lose. They've won six in a row since that ass of a head coach cut his hair. It's got to stop. Give me the Ravens. I'm not going to do the David Raven noise because that's terrible when he does the whole little bird thing.
Ah!
That, exactly. Okay, a game no one asked for. This game will give you gas. Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys laying 3.5. Why?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no Tommy DeVito means no win for the Giants. Give me the Cowboys.
Kenny Kopp.
This game should come with an apology note. Give me the G-men? Question mark?
Over to David.
Cowboys have not won a game at home, but doesn't mean the game can't be close. Well, nope, Giants. I'm sorry.
The Giants have to lose this game. You don't understand. We have the number two pick in the draft right now. I'm not even picking sensibly. Just give me Dallas. Please, if the Giants screw up my Thanksgiving, I'm going to be pissed. Dolphins, Packers. Tua says enough with the narrative about the cold. Packers laying 3.5. Rico Beard.
Yeah, cold weather equals Green Bay not only wins, but this one could get ugly. Go, Pack, go.
Kenny.
Rico says Packers. That means I will say Dolphins.
Oh.
Over to David.
On principle, because I go with the Black Thanksgiving, I cannot go with anyone in Wisconsin, so I'm going with the Miami Dolphins here.
That's not even accurate.
It is all white in Wisconsin. I can't go with it. Sorry.
That's also not accurate. Okay, you know what?
Jordan Love and like the team, David?
I'm good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Dolphins can't play in the cold. Give me the Pack. Last game of the week. Bears catch Thanksgiving in the Motor City. Bears catching 10.5 from the Lions. Rico Beard.
The Lions are historically good. They erase all the negative things in their history. They're about to erase. They can't win on Thanksgiving Day. Give me the Lions and the points. So, Kenny, what are you going to take?
I mean, I probably am going to take an L if you're picking the Lions, but I'll take the Lions as well.
Over to David.
Well, Detroit, I really hope you have a Bears.
No. You're taking the points now. You're not taking them to win.
Oh, no. Just the points. Yeah, no, not to win.
Yeah, give me the points. Lions win, but Jesus, man, they've had 72 hours. It's not
Correct.
Even a full week. They're banged up. Just win the game. Go win 27-20. Everyone's happy. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, but we get the cover. Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, special note. Can we do a bonus selection just for fun? Here's how gross Giants and Cowboys is. Over under 37.5. Under.
Under.
Under. Yeah. Under. They go low, we go lower.
Yeah.
Under.
Because I don't think that your Giants will, I don't think they'll score any points.
Rico, positive as always. Those are the picks. 97.1.